WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Good morning. It is Monday, March the 11th, 2024. Weather-wise, sunny and 60 today. Right now, 31 in the NRV, 38 in Lynchburg, 37 in Roanoke. And I'm kind of mad that our drunk cousin winter has reappeared. It was so cold yesterday.
Oh, it was.
And it was cold this morning, but I see that we're warming up in the 70s this week, so that's good.
I called myself working out in that wind yesterday, and I said, nope, I can't. I can't do it.
That's hilarious. You're like, winter show. I'm like, it was windy. I don't know if it was that cold, but you're right. The wind was crazy yesterday.
Yeah, smack in the face.
In fact, that's what's on my mind this morning, how I just now clocked off of my other job. My part-time job.
Uh-huh.
And if you didn't know, in my neighborhood, I have the part-time job of when it's windy, I'm the trash can watcher.
Right. Make sure they're not rolling down the
Yes, because road. Where my house sits, it's very easy for the trash cans to come right in front of my house. So normally, I'll see that, I'll look and be like, that's Jacob's trash can. So now I have to shoot Jacob a text. Or that's Gladys's trash can. Gladys, your trash can's in my yard again.
Oh, that's so rude.
And so I was on duty all last night into this morning. As I'm driving out the neighborhood, I'm like, do I see any more trash cans? I need to text anybody.
All the trash cans roll down to your house. Well, I mean, that's kind of rude and hilarious,
too. They either roll into my front yard or they roll past my house to like two houses down. But I'm the one I've got to let them know. I got to let them know, hey, come get your trash.
Antoine's a part of the trash can convention.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Because you don't want to wait around for, I mean, are they looking at Antoine like, Antoine, is he going to bring our trash can back?
Oh, I don't bring nothing back. I've never taken it back. So they already know that. Because I've been there for like 6 years now. I've never taken a trash can back.
But he'll let you know that it's down there.
I will tell you to come get it. Monica, what's on your mind this morning?
Okay, well, I have to give y'all a little bit more details about that cousin. This is right here for a long conversation. But that 23 and me, I had some run-ins with that over the weekend, talking to one of my my first cousins.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it was so weird having a conversation on the phone. Like, we were trying to pick up each other's vibes and see if we really want to even deal with the person. Like, I called him from a different number. Because I'm like, I don't know if this person is meant to be, family for life.
I was a little confused. So you and a cousin that you already talked to, a first cousin that you already talked to.
We talked to
Cousin A. You guys talk about this new family member.
Yes. Gotcha. Yeah. Well, so it's getting a little messy the more information that comes out about the family.
Told you, that's why I stay away from things.
Antoine,
like this.
You have to do it. Chris, you have to do it.
I've been
pushing the 23 on friends. So I'm like, I think everyone should know about their history.
I don't know. You're making me nervous.
You're pushing me away from it. Chris, what are you feeling this morning, sir?
Oh, my gosh. So let me tell you about, we had our time change over the weekend.
Yes.
At Sunday morning at 4 a.m., that's when my smoke detector started beeping. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So long story short, I took out the batteries and it was still chirping and my dog was freaking out. I didn't know that scared my dog. He was like shaking and going crazy.
Oh, God.
So I had to get in the car at 4 o'clock in the morning, find a convenience store that was open and go buy some 9-volt batteries.
In order to get 4 o'clock in the morning?
Even if you take out all the batteries, it would still chirp. Like, it's all connected to a system.
I would have just put it in my car. I'll get to you in the morning. I'm going to put you outside.
No, they're all connected to a system. You can't shut it down. No, you cannot shut it down.
That's weird. You need to move.
So, yeah. I don't know, but
so weird.
I was so stressed Sunday morning. I was wide awake at 4 o'clock.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
You got to decide. You're going to be happy with what you eat or happy with how you look? That's the question you have to answer every single day, because a study found that eating carbs, refined carbohydrates for breakfast like donuts, pancakes, or even sugary cereal makes you uglier within 2 hours.
2 hours of it?
You have 2 hours before you're
ugly. And then
ugly.
The ugly sets in.
And then the ugly is there. It's like the sunrise. You see it coming on. Like, I was cute. Now I'm ugly. But yeah, so researchers had volunteers rate how attractive people's faces were before and after they had breakfast. Some of them ate healthy foods and others ate things that were carb heavy. The people who ate carbs were seen as significantly less attractive 2 hours later. They're not sure why, but it was true for men and women.
Probably because you start to look a little greasy, and then you start breaking out. I do believe you have instant breakout when you have greasy carbs or some butter.
You think it's the breakout?
Yeah.
I bet it's because of the refined sugar in the process.
Oh, yeah.
And it's normally a processed food, so it starts to maybe make your skin look dry and your face bloat.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking like you had little puffy cheeks and everything. Mm-hmm. Would you sacrifice carbs to be more attractive?
Absolutely
or,
not.
Or would you sacrifice looking attractive so that you could continue to eat carbs?
No.
Let me ask you this. If I told you that you could never eat another carb again, but everyone in the world, man, woman, dog alike, would find you attractive, would you stop eating carbs?
No.
I love my carbs. I do, but... You know what? But I feel like my thigh grows every time I eat a fry. I can feel it, you know, just a little tweak. So maybe I would go without carbs just because.
So you would go without carbs?
Without the carbs.
Man, woman, raccoon alike.
I don't want no raccoon up in my leg. No.
You want a little trash? What is a raccoon? A trash what?
Trash panda.
Yeah, there you go.
Trash collector. I'm like, that's not it.
That's not it, Monica.
No.
I'm going to go eat a donut, though, because I don't care who finds me ugly. I'm already ugly.
The K92 Morning Thang.
Hot potato. We are 1 hour down because of daylight saving time.
Yep.
Like, it's just... Did it hit you guys as hard on Sunday morning as it hit me? I woke up feeling sick. And it doesn't typically get me badly, but it got me bad. I woke up, my stomach was hurting.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were feeling it. I don't know, it was a weird one.
I don't know, but it did feel weird going to bed last night with the sun so bright.
So
I'm like, okay, we're definitely in daylight saving time.
I like how neither one of you guys answered my question.
No.
I said, did it hit you hard?
No.
Monica says, other people, you said going to bed with the sunlight.
No.
I don't know what likes me.
I was kind of dragging yesterday, I'll just say that. So yes, it did.
Thank you, Chris. Okay, I hope you guys can listen just a little bit better. We're going to play Hot Potato, Verbal Hot Potato. I'm going to give you guys a category. You're going to go back and forth, naming items within the category to the best of your abilities. And we just had today's blown off, where Brady got blown off by Carly because he didn't have a lot of furniture in his house.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we're going to start with Hot Potato. Monica, you're going to go first. Different types of furniture. Go.
Chair.
Table.
Couch.
Bed.
Lamp.
How about a TV stand?
Yeah.
All right. It's a dining room table.
That works.
How about
Ottoman.
I had nothing. What'd you say?
Ottoman.
Oh, okay. I was with you, Chris. Whatever you said was going to surprise me. Ottoman, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's a point for Monica. All right. Chris, you gotta get a point on this one to force a tiebreaker around. Last night, we had the Oscars. So, give me award shows. Chris, go.
American Music Awards.
Okay, the MTV Awards.
Billboard Music Awards.
Golden Globes.
The Oscars.
Thank you.
The British Awards. The Brit Awards. The Brits.
The Brit Awards?
Yeah, you've seen them.
We'll Google that.
Uh-huh.
How about the awards?
The award.
All right.
They have like the Brit.
Say the AVN Awards.
Oh, I mean, you could have
said the African American award show.
I'm looking up. I am currently Googling the Brit Awards to make sure it's a real thing.
The Brit Awards, it is.
The Brit Awards are a real thing.
Yep.
Congratulations,
Monica. You know my award shows I didn't watch.
Who's your, what's your favorite category in the Brit Awards?
Best Supporting Brit.
Best Supported Brit. Who won that last? What was their name? It was What's Her Face.
Yeah, it was What's Her Face. You know, Bobby Brown.
Be prepared to facepalm because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber Criminal Edition.
All right, so a guy was arrested at his home last week for hitting and shoving his daughter because she hadn't done her chores. He allegedly also pulled a BB gun on her that looked real, but it doesn't sound like the daughter was seriously hurt.
Okay.
Now, apparently, this guy had been doing some drinking. When the cops showed up, he appeared to be highly intoxicated, And he was out on his porch in pajama bottoms and no shirt.
That lets you know there's an issue right there.
Yeah.
The best part of the story, the guy's name. According to the police report, it says they, quote, walked up to the top of the stairs and took D's Nuts into custody.
What?
This guy's name is D's Nuts.
He wouldn't have changed it.
Not to be confused with the D's Nuts who ran for president back in maybe like 10 years ago or so.
Gotcha.
So it's not the political nuts.
No.
It is just civilian nuts.
It goes on to say that D's Nuts was put into handcuffs and they arrested him for battery and disorderly conduct. Now, D's Nuts is his first name, by the way. He was born Derek Lee Kroll. Okay. I guess he legally changed his first name in 2011, then had to change it again 6 years later when he realized he misspelled it.
Oh,
because originally it only had one E, so his name was Des Nuts.
Oh, he had to correct that.
We're guessing the joke wasn't landing, so he had to put the second E in. I take it he has the humor of a 12-year-old.
Obviously. Yeah. And the spelling of one, too. He misspelled it.
Yeah. My question is, do we start a campaign that we do hashtag free D's Nuts?
Absolutely.
Right?
No.
Absolutely not.
Come on. You don't think it's as strong as the Free Britney movement?
I don't think so.
They can try it.
You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thang with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
Look, we all have those tiny fears. And for me, on a windy day, I refuse to talk. And
I refuse
to laugh too loudly and have my mouth too open. Because my fear is that the wind will blow a yellow jacket or something down my throat. It will sting my throat. My throat will swell up and I will die.
Now, you specified yellow jacket. Does it have to have a stinger? So are you not worried about, you know,
A ladybug?
A ladybug. You're fine with the ladybug?
I'm fine with the ladybug. You know what? Matter of fact, just crawl back on up and fly out. You know?
Or what about a fly?
Ugh. Disgust. But, you know, but I'm okay. But it's going to be something with a stinger that will sting my throat. My throat closes up. I collapse. My friends are like, oh my gosh, what happened? I was laughing at a joke at brunch and I just... out.
That would be a terrible way to go.
Wouldn't it, though?
That would be very embarrassing. Monica was talking on a Thursday, and it was just windy outside. Rest in peace.
We all have those tiny fears. What's yours?
Well, I will follow up on that. I do have a fear on a windy day, and it actually happened to me yesterday. Well, not to me, but to my car. I am terrified when it's really windy and you're out running errands, you have to park in a parking lot. And the fact that the wind catches your car door and it flies open really quick. Well, somebody's car door slammed into my passenger side door yesterday.
Ugh.
And it happened within 30 minutes while I was in the mall running a couple of errands. I come out, I saw that, I'm like, gotta be kidding me. I knew that something like that was gonna happen because when I initially got into my car, I noticed my door pulled open really quick.
Yeah.
I'm like, people got to be careful. Well, I'm 99.9% positive that that's what happened to my passenger side door. Somebody's door flew open, dented my door, and now I got to go get it fixed.
You got to park far away. Why are you parking so close to people?
Did you park away?
Even if the spot was empty, you got to park at the end of that parking lot.
No, the parking lot was full, so that's the only spot that I had.
Okay.
But that tells me, I could have probably found a spot even further away where there wasn't a car next to me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep that in mind next time. But yeah, I got to get my passenger door dent fixed.
Yeah. Irrational tiny fears. Like, it's very interesting, right? Mm. Because you find yourself thinking like, am I the only person that feels this way?
Yes.
So for me, it's my debit card being declined, and it's a 2-for-1, and my window not rolling down when I'm in a drive-thru. It's all drive-thru related, let's remove the debit card because I'm sure other people feel that way too. But the window not rolling down at a drive-thru terrifies me so much that when I'm pulling up to order my food, before I get close to it, I test my window.
Oh, just in case.
And then when I let it down to order my food, I don't roll it back up. Even if it's raining, I leave it down.
You're just in case.
I don't want to be the guy that has to open the door to grab his food.
Now, is the reason you have this fear is because has that happened to you before?
It's never happened to me, but I've judged so many people harshly for it happening to them.
It's going to happen.
Karma is in my backseat just waiting to break my window.
Yes, yes, it's going to happen. Oh my gosh, Antoine, so would you like, if your window doesn't go, it doesn't come down, are you just going to stop going through the
drive-thru?
I'm leaving the food.
I'm never going through a drive-thru again. I am not opening
my door. Roll down the back window.
And they're just going to throw it in.
Yep.
I'd rather die first.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. It's time for songs you only hear at the grocery store. Those songs that were popular over the past 10, 20 years that were big hits on the radio, mm-hmm. and now you don't hear them anymore, except when you go to like Kroger or Walmart.
Uh-huh.
They've definitely stepped up their game as far as the music goes.
Yeah.
So I made a note of a few songs that I heard this past week. And this first song I heard at Walmart, and this song came out, I want to say, back in like around 2002, maybe 2003. I totally forgot about it. Here it is.
Pride is what you had, baby girl, I'm what you have.
You'll be mean to me, but too bad.
Be easy, don't make decisions when you're mad.
The path you chose to run alone.
I know you're independent, you can make it on your own.
Here with me.
Remember that when Jennifer Lopez and LL Cool J, All I Have?
Yeah, back when J-Lo was like, I'm Jenny from the block of Gangsta.
I forgot all about this song. I loved that song when it came out. I loved it.
Yeah, I was like, man, this was a jam back in the day. But yeah, you definitely don't hear that song anymore.
No, I can't remember the last time.
All right, the other song that I heard this at Kroger. I guess you could say this band is still kind of popular now.
Hmm.
Probably not as popular as they were, say, 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
But this was their first really big hit. Imagine Dragons, mm-hmm. It's Time.
Yeah, they're definitely still popular now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do see Imagine Dragons getting a lot of hate. People are saying, oh, Imagine Dragons is the new Nickelback.
I could also see that being the case, too. They check all the boxes.
I mean, they're,
good and
they're
bad.
So good, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really a really great band. Of course, we're going to get texts in. Yeah, right, Chris. And here's a third song that I heard. This was, I think this came out back in maybe like 2009, 2008-ish.
Oh, wow.
I heard this at the grocery store, too.
Touch my body, put me on the floor, just put me around, play with
me some more. Hey, Mariah.
Touch my body, put me on the floor.
Mariah Carey, Touch My Body. Totally forgot about that song.
I need to know exactly which grocery store played that one so I can write them a letter. Like, that's not a grocery store song.
It's not.
Like, I'm there bopping. I'm dancing. I'm telling people to touch my body. They're like, that's inappropriate for a grocery store.
You buying your shampoos and stuff?
Exactly.
And you're like,
no, that song is, that's the song that all the oranges and apples are singing.
Oh, yeah.
It's in a produce aisle.
Yeah. All right. Out of those grocery store songs, which one was your favorite? All I Have by J-Lo and LL Cool J, It's Time by Imagine Dragons, or Touch My Body by Mariah Carey. Maybe it's one of those songs you still listen to on a regular basis.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
We lost that hour of sleep and some of us are hurting.
Mm-hmm.
Struggling.
Yeah.
It takes me like a good week to kind of get back in the groove.
To adjust, your body. So the Cleveland Clinic, they said that daylight saving time can increase heart attacks, strokes, and even car accidents.
Yeah, they did say, I read an article one place that said that this is the week for heart attacks.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's not great.
That's not good at all.
So they said this week, especially this week, you should avoid things like caffeine and even alcohol in the afternoon and evenings. And adding things like exercise earlier in the day, trying to promote your sleep.
Okay. You know? That makes sense.
I've already failed with the caffeine with coffee this
too.
Morning.
But she said in the evenings, afternoons and evenings. So you're good now.
Uh-huh.
Just stop after the show, Chris.
Okay.
Well, we shall see. All right, the Oscars, they were last night. And so there were some big winners. And we have a quick recap.
Best Supporting Actress Oscar. Devine.
Actor in a supporting role. Robert Downey Jr.
Best Animated Feature.
The Boy and the Heron.
Song. Billie Eilish and Phineas.
The actor in a leading role.
Cillian Murphy.
Actress in leading role. Emma Stone.
Best Picture. Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer took it away, took home 7 Oscars, and Poor Things was 4 Oscars last night.
I've never seen either one of those two movies, and this solidifies that for me. because the movie that typically wins the most Oscars is very rarely a movie that I enjoy. So the fact that I haven't seen Oppenheimer, the fact that I haven't seen Poor Things
is weird.
And it won everything. I'm like, okay, I made the right choice by not seeing those movies.
Yeah, I watched most of Oppenheimer. I was like, oh, this is too artsy-fartsy for me. But I can see why it's going to win a lot of awards, because Robert Downey Jr. actually won his very first Oscar.
I know, finally. I was surprised by that. You know, if you watched the Oscars last night, what did you think about John Cena being on stage?
That was so weird. So John Cena walks across the stage naked, holding
an envelope.
Something to envelope over his private parts for the best costume design.
Yeah. He presented the award naked. The thing is, because the host, Jimmy Kimmel, he said that this, you know, is a 50th anniversary of a streaker running across the stage at the Academy Awards. So that the idea, you know, they're trying to be playful. It's like, okay, we're going to have a streaker here, and it's John Cena. And I will say, his body, amazing.
No, he's amazing. He's built chiseled. Like Ken.
Yeah, it's not even real. But yeah, but it was kind of awkward.
How do we feel about Jimmy Kimmel? How do we feel about Jimmy Kimmel? I personally don't find him to be funny.
Laugh at all, like chuckle or something?
It's a lot of swing and misses for me. I don't know if it's the delivery or the joke itself, the content. I just don't find him.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of his late night show. I never have, but I don't dislike Jimmy Kimmel,
right.
But I wouldn't say, oh, Jimmy Kimmel's hilarious. I feel like Jimmy Fallon is funnier than Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, Jimmy Fallon definitely is. Jimmy Kimmel last night, he didn't have a lot of energy with it.
I know.
It was just kind of like, I'm here.
I just thought, I wasn't feeling it. The clips that I saw and the part that I watched, I'm like, get someone else next time.
Yeah, text your thoughts to 52353. How you felt about the Oscars last night.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
Is there a place that you are guaranteed to be awkward? Is there a place where you are just not going to be your best self? Like all the coolness, all the suave just slips right out of you? Because for me, it's the public bathroom. I am never more awkward than when I am going to a public bathroom or am using a public bathroom.
What's going on in the bathroom?
So first off, especially the single stall ones, they're the devil. Because anytime I go up to a single stall public bathroom, I do not knock on the door. You would never catch me going, I don't do that. Because I think it's awkward. Because for the person on the other side of the door, they have to say something to let me know that they're using a bathroom.
Yeah.
So I, first off, just slightly touch the door handle. See if they locked it or not. So I don't knock on it. But if I'm on the other side of the door, I never know what to say when someone knocks on the door. So I don't say anything. If someone comes up and I'm using the bathroom, in a public bathroom, and they knock on the door, this is me right here.
Oh, you give a little cough.
Yeah, I don't say, I'm using it. Nothing normal. Nothing regular. Like, occupied. No, not me. I'm like,
you give the cough.
I just make like random noises so that they know someone's in there. I don't know why it is, but I just find it to be so uncomfortable being in a public bathroom.
Well, typically when I go into a bathroom and there's only one stall, I just look under the stall and see if there's any feet there before I even worry about if I'm going to go in there or not.
Yeah, what I'm talking about, like the
solo bathroom.
Yeah, like the one we have here at
K92, you can't see.
Where you have to knock on the door to get in there. Like, I can't see if there's someone in there. So I'm talking about like those kind of office bathrooms, but even in the public one. Yeah, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, the cough works, though. I can see where, you know.
What do you do, Monica?
I'm in here.
You're in a single stall, so you're
talk
a normal
to
person.
Yeah.
You're a regular person.
I just talk to them. Sometimes maybe I talk too long. You know,
Do you ever invite someone into the bathroom? Because I've been invited into a single stall bathroom. Like, I'm finishing up. You come on in. I ain't locked the door.
I have. And actually, I had one of my friends. We were having a conversation. She got up with me. And I'm like, is she going to walk with me in the bathroom? She sure enough did. I'm like, keep the conversation going.
Chris, what is your strategy? If you're using the bathroom and someone comes and knocks on the door, what's your strategy right there?
I'll be like, occupied. I'll just be like, occupied. And obviously,
y'all just so normal and cool, huh?
No, but listen, if somebody knocks on the door, if it's locked, then I shouldn't have to say anything because they know that somebody's in there. Like, if I go to open the door and it's locked, well, then I'm going to go find somewhere else to squat and pee.
So you open the door. You try to open the door before you knock on it. What if they forgot to lock it? So now you didn't open the door and just see
them
all.
Well, that's their problem.
Yeah.
then I'm going to get an unsuspected surprise I probably don't want to see. But that's their fault.
That happened one time here where the man in the bathroom, I won't say his name, Dave Page, was using the bathroom and he didn't lock it. And so I opened it and I said, I'm so sorry. I'll come back when you're done. He goes, Oh, no, man, Twan, you come on
just
in.
Come
I'm finishing up. I'm finishing up. Let me just go ahead and shake it off. I'm good to go. HR, I need you now. Where is the place that you are most awkward? Text it now, 52353, or call in 540-774-9236. And it is weird that I'm awkward in the bathroom.
You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
Yeah, shout out to Tammy from Buena Vista, who's supporting me, because we were just talking about where is that place that you are the most awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no matter what happens, you are just awkward there. And I said the public bathroom.
Yes.
I just hate when someone knocks on the door. I don't use my voice. I'm like, yeah.
You make noises.
Like, I'm just making random noises. Well, Tammy texted in to 52353. She said, I'm with you. I just had this conversation recently. It's so awkward. I always cough or try to be loud with the toilet paper dispenser. LOL.
Okay. That's what it.
For me, I just don't want them to know that I'm using the bathroom. I don't know why that is. I'm a grown man,
Antoine.
And I don't want them to. I don't want them to recognize my voice.
Like,
it is me,
Antoine. Well,
they're gonna walk away and talk about you. Like, oh, Antoine's on. He's in the bathroom.
Antoine up in there doing that thing.
Look, breaking news, Antoine. We all poop. Okay.
Baptist, I don't want y'all to know that I poop. We got another text in 52353. They feel awkward whenever they are putting their change back in their wallet at any store.
Yeah,
that's an awkward time too.
Yeah, we see that you're awkward because you're dropping stuff and you look like you're in a rush. I can tell like when you're awkward about that.
Look,
yeah.
When I see somebody like that, I'm like, bro, just take your time.
Yeah, just come in.
No, okay, right. Get it. I put it in order.
You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. It's time to play Wordplay for your shot to win a pair of tickets to see Kane Brown live in concert on March 28th.
We got Jamie playing with us this morning. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
All right, Jamie. So you got to pick someone, Chris or Monica, to partner up with for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Kane Brown. Who are you feeling this morning?
I will take Monica.
You're taking Monica. Oh. All right, Monica. Monica, get out of here. Going to the soundproof chamber. And while she is sashaying out, Jamie, how is springing forward, losing that hour of sleep? How's that impacting you this morning?
A little rough with the kids.
Who handles it worse, you or the children?
Me. Definitely me.
Yeah, because you still got to get up and get them together for the morning. All right.
Yes.
Well, hopefully we can ease into your Monday morning by giving you a pair of tickets to see Kane Brown. So I'm just going to give you the words that I'm going to give Monica, and you just have to predict what she's going to say. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Your first word is self. S-E-L-F. What's Monica going to think of when I say self?
Made.
Self-made. Okay. How about fishing? Monica's a country girl. Fishing. F-I-S-H-I-N-G.
Pole.
Fishing pole. What about belt? B-E-L-T.
Buckle.
Belt buckle. Garlic. G-A-R-L-I-C. Garlic.
Butter.
Garlic butter.
Yummy.
All right. And the last one's always a person. Could be a celebrity, a fictional character, or someone that, you know, bagged Monica's groceries. Ryan. Who's Monica going to think of when I say Ryan?
Gosling, definitely.
Ryan Gosling. I'm just Ken. He is just Ken. All right. So, Chris is going to get Monica out of the soundproof chamber. You need to get 2 out of 5 right to win. Here comes Monica sashaying herself back in there. Come on, Monica.
Okay.
Jamie did her job.
She did.
Now you just got to do yours.
All right.
Here
let's
we
do
go.
It.
Your first word. Self. S-E-L-F. Self.
Self-made.
Self.
You said
self-made? You said, no, we're going with
said
self-made.
Self?
I said self.
Yeah. Okay,
and you
all
said
right.
self-made, which makes sense to me.
Like self-made millionaire.
Uh-huh.
Jamie, what did you say?
I said self-made.
Did she? Oh!
I wrote these words, and I never once thought self-made.
I was thinking self-checkout.
Self-checkout. Self-esteem. Self-made never crossed my mind. Good job, ladies. Hey, Jamie, you made the right choice. All right, the next word for the country girl, Monica Brooks.
Uh-oh.
Fishing.
Pole.
Fishing pole is what you said. Jamie, what did you say?
I said fishing pole.
Yes! Okay, we keep going. Fun of it?
You just want to brag? All right.
I don't know. Maybe we'll see. Maybe stop right there.
You might should have stopped while you were ahead.
Okay.
The next word is belt. B-E-L-T.
Buckle.
Belt buckle. Jamie, what did you say?
I said buckle.
Garlic.
Bread.
Garlic bread. Oh, what did you say,
no.
Jamie?
I said garlic butter.
Butter.
And then the last one, Ryan.
Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. And Jamie, you said...
Oh, dang. I said Gosling. I definitely thought you'd say Gosling.
Oh, because of the Oscars last night, too?
Yeah.
Gosling was the correct choice.
Man, all right. Well, you know what? So you still got those tickets to see Kane Brown. He's going to be at John Paul Jones Arena in Charlottesville, March the 28th. You got those tickets from K92.
Hashtag good news. Hashtag all the feels. It's Antoine's good news story of the day on K92.
Congratulations to Jennifer Duggan. We need to start off by congratulating her.
Okay.
She is a military mom that graduated from Tennessee Tech. And unfortunately, she knew that her son, who's also in the military, was unable to attend her graduation because he was deployed at the border. Mm. So the son could not just miss out on his mother's great achievement, her great moment.
Yep.
So what did he do? He sent in a video to be played during her graduation.
Also want to take this time and share a very special message of congratulations to one graduate seated with us today, Jennifer Duggan. This special message is for you.
Hey, Mom. I know I'm not there for graduation, so I figured I'd make you a video and tell you I'm proud of you, congratulations, and I love you. Keep pushing. I'll see you soon.
So sweet.
That's so sweet. Mm-hmm. And here I am. I was having a conversation with my niece who's at Virginia Tech, and we were talking about graduations.
Yeah.
And I said, there's absolutely no way I'm attending your graduation. Because they're boring. They're just unemotional. And now here we go. This emotion, this graduation making me feel things.
Oh, that's just wrong, Antoine.
Are you going to be there?
It's kind of like a wedding ceremony. You just got to suffer through it. So.
Wedding ceremony. I know there's alcohol at the end. Graduation, just like, now we got to go to this cookout and have these burnt hamburgers. But to all the graduates this year, congratulations. You worked very hard for it. We're proud of you.
You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And join us on Saturday. Miss Monica and I are going to be hosting the Freedom First St. Patrick's Day Parade and Shamrock Festival in downtown Roanoke starting Saturday morning at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Got to have our outfits ready. Have the green ready to go. People still pinch one another if you don't wear a green.
That's still a thing, and I've never understood it. Like, I'm going to look it up. So the random facts on Friday just to prepare you. I'm going to figure out where this tradition came from.
Okay, yeah, I want to know.
Yeah. I feel like people are suing for that now.
It's
considered assault.
Someone pinch me. I'm going to take someone to court right now. I will say this, Chris. This is your first Freedom First.
Shamrock. I was like Shamrock Shake, but no.
St. Patrick's Day.
Shamrock Festival and Parade. Make sure you get some hot hands.
Because
when you get there first thing in the morning, it warms up, but it's a little windy tunnel where you're going to be set up to judge the host.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Make sure you get some hot hands.
Maybe a little cotton chilly for your ears so you won't get an ear infection or something.
Yeah. Oh, I don't
an
like
ear infection. What?
I don't know. The wind be hitting you, whipping you.
I know exactly
ears.
What you're talking about. When it's really cold outside.
Little cotton balls in there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then after the parade, check out all four authors downtown Roanoke for the Shamrock Bash, the K92 Shamrock Bash, because I'm going to be DJing there from 12 to 2-ish, depending on,
How the
music's
party.
Going, how the party's going. So after the parade, you listen to Chris and Monica announce all of the wonderful floats, all the participants. Come get your party on downtown All Four Authors Roanoke for the Shamrock Bash.
Now, when you DJ, do you do the wiki wiki wop? Do you do the scratching?
And that's exactly what it sounds like.
Okay.
That's it right there. You thought I was
wiki,
DJ.
Wiki, wiki,
I can do a little. What I will do sometimes, allow someone to come back there because they're like, let me do it. I'm like, all right, just one time. Now go sit down.
Go have your green beer and get away from me. Yeah, usually that's me. I'm requesting a song. Can I request something and do a remix?
Monica requests something every single time.
And it's probably a song only she wants to hear. And the answer is no.
I will play the song and she'll walk off. She'll go get a drink and
you know what?
I'm like, where did you go? She's the only one that wanted to hear 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton. Now she's gone. But yeah, so make sure you check that down this weekend. It's going to be a fun St. Patrick's Day weekend with K92.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before we get out of here today,
we have the Morning Thing Nuggets. Scorch the earth with your talent. Let your light shine. Shine bright like a diamond.
Okay.
I mean, that didn't really sound great.
It didn't work together
perfectly. No, it didn't. But it was going somewhere.
We got the point.
Yeah.
We got the point.
Yeah.
Yes. A brand new episode of The Thing tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Peace.
Toodaloo.
Later, Gator.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.